1923. On a weekend visit to Hattie and Otto's farm, 32-year-old Edith discovers a book that changes her life. Now, what lies ahead for the brilliant young philosopher from Breslau? And how will her family respond?
The Saints: Adventures of Faith and Courage. Edith Stein. Episode 4, Metanoia. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
Is there anything more glorious than picking apples with my best friend and her husband on a spectacularly beautiful day?
Dear Edith, Autos and I are grateful you volunteered to help with the harvest.
Indeed we are, Edith.
And, of course, simply being together for a whole weekend is a lovely treat.
How do you do it all, Hattie? Gardening, cooking, taking care of the house, and writing books on philosophy?
I simply make room for all the things I love, including this husband of mine.
Yes, fortunately, Hattie manages to squeeze me into her schedule. Edith, tell me of your efforts looking for work.
I can't find a university teaching position anywhere. I just received another rejection.
Oh, you have to keep trying. I have no doubt you'll find a position.
I wonder if it's because I'm Jewish.
Oh, it's because you're a woman. But I'm sure you'll soon be receiving invitations to lecture, now that the problem of empathy has been published.
To wide acclaim, I might add.
Even our dear Professor Husserl thinks it's brilliant.
It's such a sadness to me that I had to resign as his assistant. But I just kept organizing his papers, and he never got around to working with them. Eventually, it just became too frustrating.
You did the right thing, Edith.
Ingarten wasn't so sure. How is he, by the way, now that he's happily married?
He and his wife have a little boy, named after him.
That's nice.
It certainly wasn't very nice what he did to you.
You mean not telling me about his marriage?
Not a very good move on his part. Do the two of you still correspond?
I don't abandon my friends, even when they neglect to tell me an important piece of information.
I doubt I'd be that broad-minded.
Oh, come now, darling. I can assure you that you wouldn't be.
Edith, Autos and I feel awful that we have to go out tonight, leaving you all alone here. At least we also have tomorrow.
I'll be fine. Just show me to a bookcase full of books to choose from, and I'll be quite content.
Edith? Are you awake yet?
Yes. Come on in, Hattie.
Oh, you're already working. You must have gotten up very early.
Actually, I haven't slept yet.
What? Is something wrong?
No. It's this book. I couldn't put it down. I've just been thinking about it.
What's the title?
The Life of Teresa of Jesus.
Where did you find it?
Here, in your bookshelf.
Oh, yes. I think Anna Reinach gave me that. It must be very good to keep you up all night.
It's not only good, Hattie. It's much more than that. It's the truth.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I'm probably more surprised. You must read it from cover to cover.
What did you find so compelling?
Her absolute faith in God. God is not a God of knowledge. God is love.
Yes, That's true.
And that gold breaks into people's lives, often in the most unexpected ways. I believe he's breaking into mine.
Teresa of Avila is a Catholic saint.
Catholic or not, she's changed my life.
Well, that's a very large statement. I think you must come down to breakfast and tell this to Autos. Edith Stein, the Jewish-born atheist, has been swept away by St. Teresa of Avila. He won't believe it.
I'm having a hard time believing it myself.
I knew there was a reason for inviting you here this weekend.
God works in mysterious ways.
He does indeed.
Excuse me, Monsignor Breitling?
Yes? Can I help you?
That was a beautiful Mass.
Thank you. Mass is always beautiful.
Yes, I know. That's why I'd like to become a Catholic. Can you baptize me? Right now, if possible.
What?
I need to be baptized to enter the Catholic Church. That's what I want.
Oh, wait a minute. Slow down, my dear. Have you been receiving instruction?
No, I've prepared myself.
Well, I'm afraid every adult who wishes baptism must take instruction from someone.
I already know the catechism. I'm a fast reader.
Oh, one can't simply read one's way into the church.
Why not?
It's just not done.
Couldn't you make an exception in my case?
Oh, first of all, what is your name, young woman? I haven't seen you here before.
I've been to Mass here a few times. Of course, I didn't take the Eucharist. My name is Edith Stein.
Oh, you're Jewish.
Is that a problem?
Oh, not a problem, exactly.
Then what? Please, test me. Ask me any question about the faith. I'm prepared.
You are quite determined.
I am.
Well, I don't have much time this morning. Why don't we set up an appointment to discuss this?
You mean for another time? Can't we talk now?
Yes. Well... All right. For a few minutes, let's sit down in this pew. I'll ask you a few questions.
Thank you, Monsignor.
First of all, what do you know about the Holy Trinity?
God exists in three divine persons. The Father, His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Very good. Now, tell me who you think Jesus is, specifically. You say he's one of the three divine persons of the Holy Trinity. Explain.
Jesus, the Son of God, and the second person of the Holy Trinity, is the way, the truth, and the life. He was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, was born of the Virgin Mary, and suffered a redemptive death on the cross for our sins. He rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
Good. Now, who established the Catholic Church?
Jesus. He entrusted it with the authority to teach, guide, and administer the sacraments. The Church is the mystical body of Christ on earth.
Very good. And now, how many sacraments are there?
There are seven sacraments. Baptism, Confirmation, Holy Eucharist, Confession, Anointing of the Sick, Holy Orders, and Matrimony.
Excellent. One more question. What is the Holy Eucharist?
The Holy Eucharist is the real presence of Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity.
Impressive, Fräulein Stein. You have taught yourself well.
Then can you baptize me? Now?
Not today. No. You must ask someone to be your godmother or godfather.
Do they have to be Catholic?
It's preferred. However, here in Germany, we do permit Lutherans to be godparents.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can ask my friend Hetty. She's Lutheran.
Good. Do that, and let me know what she says. Then we'll see if we can arrange a date.
Soon, hopefully.
I think something can be arranged. Edith Teresa Hedwig Stein, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Frau Konrad Martius, you may light the baptismal candle for Edith and present it to her.
Here you are, Edith, the light of Christ.
Thank you, Hetty.
Edith, you have put on Christ. In him you have been baptized. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Oh, Edith, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Hetty, both for being my godmother and for loaning me your beautiful white wedding gown.
Oh, you look like a queen.
I feel like one. Monsignor, you were right to make me wait for this particular day for my baptism.
Why? Is today something special?
Yes. It's the feast of the circumcision of Jesus, when he entered into the covenant of Abraham. And today I, a daughter of Abraham, have put on Christ.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can't thank you enough, Monsignor Breitling.
Baptizing you on this first day of the year of our Lord, 1922, has been special for me too, Edith. May the Lord bless you and keep you all the days of your life.
Amen.
What? Edith, what are you saying? Please tell me you're joking.
No, Rosa, I'm not. I've been baptized a Catholic and confirmed.
That's why you came home? To tell Mama?
Yes.
That's not a good idea. In fact, it's a terrible idea.
I have to.
Mama's tired after a long day at the lumberyard.
You mean I should wait?
I mean you shouldn't tell her.
Are you suggesting I keep this very important event from her?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But I can't just pretend.
It would break her heart.
I have no choice but to tell her the truth.
Promise me you won't.
I can't.
In that case, I'm going upstairs. Tell Mama I'm not feeling well.
Why, Edith, dearest, what a wonderful surprise. When did you get here? And why? Is something wrong?
Mama, I'm not feeling well. I'm going upstairs.
Of course, Rosa. You look very pale. Poor Rosa. She looks positively peaked. You, on the other hand, Edith, look glowing. What's happened?
I have something to tell you, but it will be difficult for you to accept.
If you've eloped with Herr Ingarden, I won't be mad, I promise.
No, Mama. Remember, I told you Herr Ingarden got married in Poland. It has nothing to do with him. I've become a Christian.
You've what?
I'm now a member of the Roman Catholic Church.
No. No, 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 no!
I can't keep the truth from you. You, of all people!
Why not? Why are you always hell-bent on the truth?
Because you raised me that way. Jesus is a Jew, Mama. He is Yeshua, the Messiah our people have been waiting for.
Why did you have to get to know him? He was a good man. I'm not saying anything against him. But why did he have to go and make himself God? Oh, please. Say it isn't true.
Mama, I'm so sorry. I never wanted to hurt you.
And yet you do, over and over again.
Edith, I think it's time for you to leave.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Bakers. Tune in to episode 5, Atonement, to hear the final episode of Edith Stein. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Bakers is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.